drop that knowledge on you.
I cannot make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, Hercules.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And Abe Dizzle.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
Inside. Real deal, straight up.
You crazy.
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and Abe Dizzle.
You can't make this up, podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
episode 384.
I was on mute. I got a lot of background noise right now. Oh, yeah, I'm on daddy duties, as you can hear. So,
yeah.
My bad.
Nah, it's three and a half of us today.
It's lit. Co-star. Got a co-star this week. So, shoot, let's just jump into it. Fellas, how was the week?
Had a solid week myself. I'll get it out the way. I had a good week. I DJ'd a social work event on Friday night from my homie, Dr. Carmella Daniels. She does social work for the VA, for a couple other places. She's a worker, but she had a bowling event that I DJ'd. Super nice event, did that. We had a good week this week at Edible with it being Easter. So your boy had to go deliver arrangements yesterday. You know, whatever's needed, your boy got to get it done when it's my shit.
Boss man.
So yeah, Edible had a good week. I got my first wedding to do next week. So wedding season starts. Got 12 of them this year, so it's going to be a busy one. So yeah, man, that's a good solid week of everything. Oh, breaking news. Got the deposit. Your boy is booked for the club event this month coming up. So I will be doing 937.
Okay.
On the final Friday of April. I actually went in there and was just being a patron of the establishment. Me and my boys played darts there. I liked the spot. So we went up there and hung out for a little bit, and they approached me like, man, we gotta get you in here stat. So super excited for that. That's breaking news. Anybody, y'all the first two to hear about it. So.
Dope. Will there be a flyer?
Yeah, I asked them about the promo. I said, you gotta do this right, because people see Killer Kev in the club, we might get a couple of extra patrons. So
yeah, you may see the Nashes step out to check out my boy. It's a rare occasion when I leave the house on a Friday night. But if my guys hold things down, I guess I got to come support the peoples, I guess.
Yeah. So looking forward to that, the end of April.
Shouts out to Club 937, though. Shouts out to Notorious as well. He got his birthday party going on over there on April 12th, I believe. He got a comedy show, man. So shouts out to Notorious. Shouts out to Club 937. Yeah, dope.
Yes, sir. How was your week?
Solid, man. You talked about doing a bowling party. I actually went bowling like back-to-back weeks. You know, last week I took the nephews out bowling. This week, you know, after work, I just hit up wife. Like, what you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Weather was pretty decent, but I was like, I don't feel like driving to, you know what I'm saying, Columbus or Cincinnati or anything like that. I thought, just go bowling again. We went bowling. And I YouTube some shit on bowling. That's how you know it's getting real.
Oh, you got some form and some techniques and some postures.
Yeah,
okay.
Dog.
Your 1-2 step off.
1-2. I'm trying to learn how to hook the ball when I bowl, because like I'll be rolling that joint straight down the middle and just never. I get like 2 strikes a game, and like that's just not up to snuff. And guys next to us, they was rolling that bitch on the curve, and that shit was like kissing lane and coming back strike. I was like, man, I got to learn how to do that shit. So I tried a couple times and guttered. But then one time I got it right. I was like, oh, shit. And then I got it right again.
Do you have the fingertip bowling ball?
So the white man on YouTube said, don't put your fingers in all the way. No diddy. And go thumbless. I was like, all right, no thumb. Nothing. It was like strike. I throw like 3 strikes in a row.
Yeah.
That's what okay.
I iced my shoulder down. I was like, I'm back. I'm here. So you know, I might have to go join the league if I can get my shit right.
Nice. Nice.
Outside That's of that, man, you know, just Easter Sunday, right with moms and my grandmother, right with my pops. Watched a little service on YouTube this morning. Had some good eats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kicking it around the house, man. That's about it.
Nice.
Dizzle, what's popping?
Daddy duties is leveling up. Well, let me start with work shit. 0-10 on the interviews. But I had two interviews the other day. The first one, I thought I did out of all of the interviews I've done the best. So my fingers is crossed on that one. But then the second one that day, that interview was one of the worst ones, man. And I don't know if y'all have had bad interviews.
Definitely.
But it was almost to the point to where I was just about to be like, all right, never mind. I'm good. Like, halfway through the interview, I'm like, never mind, y'all. Because I just heard myself talking. And, you know, you doing a virtual interview, you looking at them, they writing notes. I hear myself just keep going. I look up. They not writing no more. I'm like, damn, and I'm still just talking.
You should have hit them with the mid sentence and just stopped. Like,
Oh shit! I should have did something. And it's bad because I've worked with the people before, so I'm gonna see these. I've seen them, and I'm gonna see them again, and I might have to just tell them like, yeah, that wasn't it, man. I don't know if you remember the interview, but I knew it wasn't it. But yeah, fingers crossed on the other one. But shit, around the crib, I told y'all the little man is moving. This nigga's rolling over, he's crawling. And yesterday, he's taking a nap. Me and the wife is downstairs, and she's like, go check on him because I think I hear him on the monitor and I don't want him to fall off the bed. I walk in there, the nigga already on the floor, just playing with the diaper bag. So I'm like, man, this nigga done tumbled. He didn't say nothing, but he was definitely ass on the floor. So we're going to have to get some better barriers because he's like climbing out of shit already. Mm-hmm. And
you ready to go see the world, trying to see where everybody went.
Yeah, it happened pretty fast because maybe a week or two, I know he was moving, but now this nigga's like pulling himself up and leaning over by the front flip out the crib.
Yeah, buddy.
Killer, yeah, what buddy. Type of advice can you give him?
Get all the dangerous chemicals and things that you keep under the sink, get those out of there and put up. They make some very inexpensive cabinet locks and things that you can put like baby proof, you know, the cabinets, those came in clutch for your boy. Definitely you gotta start, it's time to start baby proofing. And I know you got an above ground pool, right?
Yeah, above ground.
I'm about to say, if you had the in ground, you gotta get the fence up around the pool or something, you know. So all that jazz. So,
dang, yeah, and that is on the list. Them swimming lessons. We had swimming lessons the other day, so we making sure the little nigga gonna be an amphibian. Like, he gonna be able to swim too. I know not right now, but I'm waiting on the lesson to where we just throw him in and watch him tadpole around.
I had a delivery to a Aqua Tots business where they do like the baby swim class, and I walk in, bro. It reminded me of like indoor tennis. So in indoor tennis, they have a section where people can sit, and then it's a glassed off, and then it's whatever's going on in the action. So you're not really hearing them. They're not hearing you, but they watch it. Bro, you should have seen these parents watching these babies. It was parents sitting there like they was intense. They was moving. They couldn't sit still. I stood there for a second and just watched the environment, but it looked like a dope thing for the kids to, you know, learn how to survive in that water. So.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I hear you, little Dizzle.
Yeah, man, he active over there, man. So, like, what you got planned for the rest of the day since you on baby duty, since wifey is, you know, doing her thing today?
Wifey is in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
With her cousin, whipping up. They're going to try to fry some chicken is what they said they was going to try to do. But they got the mac and cheese going. They got the greens going. I saw some.
What you mean? Try to fry some chicken.
They I guess they're not chicken fryers, and I can't speak too much on them because I don't be frying chicken myself either.
Happy Easter.
So they breaking out. The Terramana.
Yeah.
Get active.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Absolutely, man.
But yeah, they said they're gonna try to fry chicken. So we gonna see.
Y'all got an air fryer?
Yeah, but they got the oil on the stove top. Yeah.
Pop.
We gonna see. I'm always down to taste test.
There it is. All right, man. Let's jump into these topics, man. Obviously, the biggest story of the week outside of you know who was the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsing. So, what day was that? I guess that was Tuesday. What day was the 26th?
Was that Monday?
Was it Monday? I guess I should know that.
No, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday. Singapore container ship crashed into the bridge while, you know, it was like around like 6 in the morning while construction workers were on there, you know, maintaining the bridge and things of that nature. And I guess the container ship had a power outage. So, like, that's what made it lose its signal and, like, obviously made it crash into the bridge. I mean, do y'all have any folks, any family, any peoples that live in Bmore?
I do. I have a homeboy I was in the military where he actually lives in National Harbor, which is literally his patio of his like high-rise apartment. His patio come out, you see that bridge. So he sleep the whole shebang, and he goes out for his morning stretch and get my day going, and he like, where the bridge? So he didn't know nothing. He didn't hear nothing. But it actually happened around, like, I think it was like 1 in the morning because I remember, this is a funny story, my nightstand is right by my bed, and I must have just got close enough to where I'm down there sleeping, like half pillow on the bed, half on the nightstand. So I hear the water in my pitcher, the ice in my pitcher shift, like, and it kind of makes me open my eyes. And I literally look at the TV and I see all this breaking news, bridge gone. And I'm like, oh shit. So I started seeing the videos, semi barely makes it across. 3 or 4 cars had to ride that bitch down. They missing, I think it was like total of like 7 or 8 cars that are still in the water, a whole construction crew. But it sparked me up. I woke up and was watching that shit. Had my attention for sure, but I ended up hearing one person in that melee got rescued from the water and refused medical attention. He was so straight. So I'm like, that's crazy, because everybody else seems to be either missing, gone, or severely injured. So definitely a crazy, crazy early morning wake up.
Yeah, man. Wife's one of her good friends lives like 10 minutes away from the bridge. My uncle, who lived in the area, he just moved to San Jose, and he's talked about, like, he crossed that bridge on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Not at that time of day, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, it's such a busy place. And I mean, you gotta think about all the transportation people that's coming in and out. I mean, what they call that, the DMV, like, that's a high level bridge. And I mean, exactly. You can think about, like, the people that are traveling from to and from New York, they gotta cross that bridge. So obviously, we feel horrible for the people that were lost, but it could have been so much worse if this was like at a later point in time in the day.
Right. Middle of the day or rush hour, we talking hundreds of cars in that water and crazy, crazy. But what kind of sucks for them too is how high traffic volume that area is. Now everybody got to use the same routes or other routes, and that's not a quick fix. Like, that's going to take months, if not years, to build a whole 2-mile bridge again. It was 1.5 mile, 2-mile bridge. So,
whew. crazy. Yeah, I mean, it opened up in 77, so like it opened March 23rd, 1977, so very close to the anniversary date of the bridge opening. But like, that's like one of the things like that politicians always talk about, especially like Democratic candidates. They talk about road repairs and fixing our bridges and things of that nature. It's like, man, like, this is evidence right here that these bridges need to be fixed and repaired and maintained, because, I mean, obviously a big ass ship the size of a building crashing into it, any bridge is going to collapse. But I'm just lost for words about how a power outage, and like, I guess it's a boat. There's no brakes on a boat. Like, you got to put down an anchor. Like there ain't no reverse. This ain't no cruise.
Yeah.
This is a tanker ship, man. This is crazy.
That's the part that is still mind-boggling for me a little bit, is how can we lose power, right? And then you're supposed to be going from Baltimore to Singapore. You ain't make it out the driveway. So how are we getting cleared for leaving if you can't even get out the driveway? Like, that should have been a check that was known prior to.
Man, y'all see that movie? What's that white woman with the black dude? Mahershala Ali?
It ain't Mahershala Ali, yeah.
It's a white woman, and they do like some type of government shutdown or. Y'all ain't seen that movie?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like the end of the world or something.
Yeah, it's Sandra Bullock in it. Yeah, and Mahershala Ali. Yeah,
I'm about to say Speed.
I mean, so when I'm first thinking, well, when I first seen it, for one thing, it's AI, because
right.
I'm double taken. I've seen videos of like shit like that and it not be real. So that's my first thought. Then my second thought is people talking about cyber attacks. Are they talking about that being a thing? Because that's what I'm seeing. I don't know if that's just my algorithms, but
you never know at this point.
I definitely saw conspiracy theorists have a video up about charges being activated and explosions happening, but people don't realize that bridge had lights. And once the bridge is falling, the electricity is still
right
popping. So that's my assumption as to what those pops were, was the damn street lights falling in the water or disconnecting, you know, unexpectedly. So. But the conspiracy theories be out there because they got a whole.
Okay. That's what I'm hearing. That, because I haven't heard too much else of like why or what happened. So they're just saying that, okay, the boat lost power. That's what caused the crash.
Yeah. And I hear that. I saw a Coast Guard member say that those type of boats should not, they don't lose power. Like you see, because those boats carry a lot of weight, massive weight. Yeah. So they should still be some manual operation. You know, abilities you would think, but who knows?
Doesn't sound like you not buying it.
I'd be thinking, just questioning, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not always what it seems it may be, but I don't know. I just got questions. And I haven't looked into it enough. This is what I'm seeing on my feed. And again, I don't know if that's specific to my algorithm. I'm just right. Checking with y'all.
Right.
My algorithm is more of the CNN vibe. So, okay. You know, they just basically reporting the news that's going on. But shoot, Dizzle, it's your time to shine, man. What's popping in the world of sports, man? What's going on?
Yeah, let's talk about March Madness, man. Have y'all been checking out the games?
Yeah, most def. I wonder how Kev Brackett doing. He had a good round one, round two. I'm trying to hear what we looking like.
I got two. I got well, let me rewind. So I had a nice little parlay bet when the tournament first started. I picked my Final Four was UConn, Purdue, Duke, and North Carolina. $2 would have turned it into $150. Unfortunately, North Carolina lost in the Sweet 16. But I won't be getting my money, but my bracket is looking decent. If Duke wins, I will get 3 out of 4. But that don't get you no money.
Right. Not bad.
My bracket is trash.
I didn't do one this year.
Shame on you.
It's the first year I didn't do one.
Are y'all watching the ladies?
1,000,000%. Yeah,
damn near more than the guys, damn near. So
we gonna have a blockbuster on Monday. Who y'all got? Iowa versus LSU, man. This is what we paid for, and I will
but give not, props. Not where it's at. No, you ain't giving props. The committee fucked this up.
You think?
This should have been later on. This should
they got the best team on the other side. We can't do it. We can't do South Carolina like that. They've been dogging for. They've been dogging.
They undefeated. They what 36-0. They just won today.
I'll give it up to the ladies because the stars that we all know and came to see have been putting on shows. They've been winning, and they is all doing it on the biggest of stages. Like, mm-hmm. We got, what's her name, Paige Buckets, UConn, mm-hmm. up against Juju. Then we got Angel Reese and what's her name, FloJo? She was out there balling, bro. She was out there balling. Yeah, and talking shit, bro. Like this shit is she was out there doing it, man. That shit is entertaining. Going up against Caitlin Clark, you already know that shit gonna be doing numbers. Hey, everybody bust out in a fight. Like niggas is gonna be tuned in, bro.
Definitely, definitely.
This is what we paid for. We're getting exactly what we want. And you know, I mean, this, I hate to say this, man, but this is about to be a race war come 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah,
it is just, I personally don't like that, but this is what it's turned into. I mean, not only obviously on the LSU and Iowa side, but also on the UConn USC side. I mean, like, you can see the divide in the country with this whole situation. Even like, you look at videos, like you got Flo J getting hype rapping, and then they got videos of the Iowa girls playing patty cake. Like, it's just, it's like, it's amping it up, it's putting that live wire in people's back. So whoever wins, whoever loses, social media is gonna be going ballistic, man. I mean, I'm sure people got memes locked and loaded.
Yeah, I agree.
Who y'all got?
I'm rolling
y'all
with the champs.
Betting man. Okay.
I'm rolling with LSU. I'm rolling with the champs, man. You got to roll with the champs. You got to, LSU has to keep the pace up. Keep the pace going, because, like, that's their advantage. You know what I'm saying? They are a more athletic team. And, you know, let me say this about injuries. She's a good basketball player. I don't think she's a great basketball player. Caitlin Clark is a great basketball player. Juju is a great basketball player. I think Angel's very good. If she does not develop a jump shot, she will not last in the WNBA. The shit that she be doing in college, basically just getting it and just running around people, that's not going to work in the WNBA. Them big-ass Russian girls is going to just toss her shit.
Right.
That being said, she's still in college. So she needs to continue to use that athleticism against Iowa, just like she did in the national championship. Now, Flo J, she balled out, especially on the offensive end in the last game. We're going to need to see the defense, because we know who she's going up against. We're going to need to see, hey, Caitlin going to get her 20-plus, but you got to make her shoot like 10 for 30, like, because – if she get it going, she can do it single-handedly like she did against South Carolina last year.
Yeah, and I honestly, I've never watched like a full game, but I was tuned in, and she be diamond too. Like she get all the attention. Man, she really be dropping them off. She really be dropping them off. It's gonna be some good watch. And what's it? Monday night.
Monday night, 7 o'clock, and then we got the nightcap with UConn and USC, Paige Beckers and Juju Watkins. And I say this about Juju, you can tell she from LA because she got the straight Mamba mentality. She don't give a fuck how many times she missed, she still shooting that bitch. To quote my brother RDP, she is a Yankee Clipper. She will blaze that bitch no matter how many times she misses. So this is about to be epic. Like Dizzle said, this is about to do crazy numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think I got – first off, I got Iowa in the first option. Oh. I think they're going to have Caitlin score the hot 35-piece. And then I got South Carolina, of course. South Carolina and Iowa coming together.
I'm here for it. Dizzle, where you at with it?
You know, I'm going LSU. I want to see an LSU South Carolina national championship. Is that possible?
Yes, you know, that's possible. Okay. Yes, they South Carolina's beat them twice already this year. They beat them in the regular season and they beat them in the SEC tournament as well. So yeah, they deep. South Carolina's deep. And shoot, one of the young ladies that plays with South Carolina went to Wayne as well. So,
nice.
What else we got? Let's stick with the ladies. Ice Cube confirms a report that Caitlin Clark received a $5 million offer to play one season in the Big Three. Should she take the offer? We're talking $5 million for like 10 games.
I think she should like a mug. She should have took that and then come to another team after the All-Star break. Come back to the WNBA. She should have because that would have just brought the attention, the endorsements. You know, she would have been already set without even having to hoop.
1,000,000%. Take that money. Get that five million. Like her rookie salary in the WNBA is $70,000. I mean, just let that sink in. But she's already like, you know what I'm saying, a millionaire. Because you know what I'm saying, she got the State Farm situation, she got like other NIL deals that are gonna turn into traditional endorsements, but her salary from playing basketball is gonna be $70,000. Go get that 5 M's. Go and especially get it because they're gonna be down there in Cincinnati. And I'm trying to go to that game, especially like Ice Cube ain't no dummy. He is a businessman for real. Like, you know, Jay-Z gets all the props for being a businessman, but shoot, Cube been a businessman. Cube been doing big business deals in Hollywood and behind the scenes for a long time. He ain't he ain't new to this thing, man. So he know this is great promo for the big three. Absolutely, she should do this, man. 5 M's for 10 games.
What happened when they put her in the post though? Because it's 3-on-3. She can't hide.
She get her 5 M's. Like I get it. Like she's probably 5'8". You know what I'm saying? That's tall for a woman, especially a woman playing the guard spot. Yeah, she gonna get posted up. She gonna get probably embarrassed out there playing. Oh,
she's 6 foot.
Okay. So she probably gonna get embarrassed of trying to play defense versus dude. Yeah.
Buck Fitty.
Yeah. Does that stop that money from hitting that account? It does not. Right. It does not. What y'all think about some of the WNBA players coming out being mad at Q for offering their 5 M's to play in the big three as opposed to them?
They probably didn't break the records that Caitlin did, but I feel it. There's still some quality players that could have get offered 2.5, 1.5, 3. You know, if you out here making the offer, it's a couple of them.
Nah. Caitlin Clark bring the eyes. I don't think it's another WNBA player that would bring that type of eyes. Not right now, other than Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is blockbuster wherever she go. Like, and it's tough though, because the big three, that's a physical league. So if she hitting a couple threes, it's only half court ball too.
That's why I want to see her get bodied. I want to see her somebody just shut all these motherfuckers up.
Man,
like Jackson.
Oh yeah. Like they ain't gonna have no mercy on her at all, and nor should they. Like she's a basketball player, she get out there on the court. It is what it is.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, niggas ought to get extra ignorant. As far as the other WNBA players upset with this, get on Caitlin's level, man. It ain't like she's getting this attention because it's unwarranted. Like, she's a baller. Like, she's breaking all the records. Her game is nasty. It ain't like, oh, man, they giving it to random girl that plays for this team because of her looks or because she has this super crazy Instagram following. Q was giving her this opportunity because she's going to put butts in the seats and she's box office. Like, this is sports, but it's also entertainment. And also look at it like this. Probably the best player in the WNBA, Asia Wilson. She's got multiple MVPs. She's multiple champion. She's like 6'4", 6'5". That's extremely tall for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a regular height for a guard in the NBA.
Right.
So her posting up a big man in the big three is not going to work. She would try to be posting up Kwame Brown. Like, how's that going to work out? Not well. So, like, it just don't work, man. The Caitlin thing works.
Think about the legend she would be if she hit somebody with a hezzy and they fall, though.
That's factual.
Hey, I'm
with a four pointer. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Ten games. The risk and reward, I say go for it, because risk is pretty big. You know, you could be exposed.
Right. But she's not going to be playing in the NBA. She's going to be playing in the WNBA. Like, I don't think anybody thinks, like, oh, man, like, that she's about to go out there and be dropping 30. Like,
yeah.
No. My question is, do y'all think she's going to do it? Because I think, obviously, all of us see $5 million and say, hell yeah, you're only going to be making $70K. Versus 5M's, go do it, but y'all think she'll do it.
So there's this thing with the Big Three and the NBA where Cube has publicly stated that he feels like the NBA is conspiring against him. The NBA and the WNBA is into the same company pretty much. And with all that being said, I don't think it's happening. I think the WNBA and NBA is doing whatever they're trying to do to keep her away from the Big Three.
So I just looked up to see what her parents do for a living. her mom don't have a close relationship.
Oh, really?
Her dad does sales for Concentric International, whatever that is, and was a multi-sport high school athlete. She should go get that money. her mom has an English degree from the University of Nebraska, but doesn't say what she does. I guess she has a background in marketing, but go get that money, Kayla. Go
get that money. Y'all see her pops wilding on her the other day.
Shut up!
You can tell he used to be an athlete back in the day. He don't want to hear none of that shit.
You right. Hear
him complaining about files and shit. He's like, fucking keep playing.
Exactly.
I love that shit.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
What else we got? Y'all see homeboy from the Raptors. What's his name? Jontay Porter of the Raptors is out of the lineup due to an NBA investigation. The boy was allegedly, you know, betting on himself. In the wrong way, though. And nigga was betting his unders. Nigga was putting 50,000 on his unders, like,
and then just not shooting the rock.
Nobody was like looking into this. Like, who is betting on Jonte? I've never heard of this. He's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. I didn't know that. But yeah, Jonte Porter, man, trying to make an extra bag.
Random question. This is obviously not for Killer because he doesn't have any siblings, but like, isn't it weird to go from a Michael to a to a Jonte? Like, Michael's like a universal name for, you know what I'm saying, any race, color, or creed, but Jonte, nigga name for sure.
Oh yeah. The Michael was just the junior, so he got that from Pops, but after that, after that first line of bloodstream, we going with Ezekiel and everybody else.
So what do y'all see this happening? Is he guilty? I mean, somebody was dropping 50 bands on his unders, and I like I said, I've never heard of this player.
Yeah, that's gonna be a little problematic. I think he's gonna get a, you know, they don't like the sports guys betting. Never have, never will, no matter what this world turns into. So if it turns out that he cashed in a few of those, It's over.
Yeah, man. So from what I was reading was he bet allegedly somebody, like, his under bets was the highest payouts on all the sports apps out there. And he was scheduled to go in the game, went in for like 30 seconds, my eye hurt, and boom, that's it. That was it. So, like, that was, like, the big red flag outside of, like, hey, man, why is everybody betting these unders on Jonte Porter? And then he plays literally a minute, and that's what sparked the investigation. This is terrible, not only for the NBA, but for every sports league out there that is attached to gambling. This was bound to happen. Mm-hmm. We talked about the Ohtani situation. Now we got this situation. We would be fools to think that there's not going on at least one per team. At least somebody per team is doing sports betting on their team on the association. Like, they literally have insider trading, inside information that nobody else has. Not only players, but coaches, freaking medical staff, the trainers, front office people. We would be fools to think that a whole bunch of people aren't doing this. But this is the bed that these sports franchises started to lay in. Not only that, ESPN has ESPN Bet. So they can sway the lines of people and their public opinion left to right. Like Stephen A., love him, hate him, or be indifferent about him, he has a big voice and people listen to him. So if he goes up there and starts spewing about whatever, you know, Giannis ain't this, Giannis ain't that, that's going to move the line. People are going to listen to Stephen A. and put money on the other team, and that's going to move the line. This is where we are in sports, man.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, because there's times as a sports gambler myself where I try to get some information. I follow a couple YouTube pages and might just be busy with life, and I'll turn on that Stephen A. or that TNT pregame, and here's Shaq and them. Just tell me some names you like. Tell me some, he going to get a double-double. Perfect. I can go bet that double. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that that does move the needle for sure.
I don't know, man.
He going down.
Yeah, what y'all think the outcome gonna be?
Big suspension. They don't play that shit.
Big three. Out of the league. Not no $5 million deal either.
Right.
It's over. Absolutely, man. Killer was popping in the world of entertainment.
So we gotta get in some of this Diddy, of course. Bullet number one, Diddy was not on the run after the raid. Everybody saw the man pacing, counting the steps. Everybody thought he was on the way to Belize and never coming back. But he just on vacation or was in Miami. Where was he? Where was he?
He allegedly in Miami, just, you know, with living Stevie life. Stevie J. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man.
No Stevie J.
So
where are we at with it,
man? I got so much on this and I don't want to hog all the talking points, but his kids gotta stay off social media. Christian and Justin, stay off social media. Now's not the time to be on there posting pictures with your girlfriend and posting memes and stuff like that. Now is not the time, dude. Like, I understand y'all young, y'all your mid-20s, early 30s, whatever the case may be. This is where you live. This is where you express yourself. Now's not the time, man. Hunker down. Shut up. Keep your head low. Don't talk to anybody. Order nothing but DoorDash. Don't go to a restaurant to pick it up. It's time to get low, man, because all the accusations coming out about your pops, guess what? Y'all been grown for quite some time, and if y'all names are attached to it, if y'all in some of these pictures, y'all on some of these alleged videos, y'all going down too. So it's time to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. I think, like you said 2 weeks ago, it's been new Diddy news every week. So this is not the last that we about to see of him trying to, you know, look calm. Niggas have been telling stories. Stories have been coming out by the day. Just new Diddy stories. Orlando Brown got stories now. I don't know if I should believe Orlando Brown now. I don't know, man.
He got stories about everybody.
Shit is wild.
What else we got going on? Oh, we got some more Diddy talk.
Oh, yeah. So this hit home for me on so many levels, man. Allegedly, he got a little drug mule, little white boy drug mule. Not only did he play basketball for Syracuse, but he's also from Shaker Heights, which is in Cleveland. So Diddy got a little mule, little white boy mule running his drugs. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, like, I didn't know that was a thing. I should have known. I should have known it was a thing, but I didn't know that you would just have your own jet making moves and plays. Like, people ain't gonna tie it back to you.
Young Miami is involved. 50 Cent baby mama is involved. This is wild, man.
She was a paid sex worker from what I read.
Yes. So for people that didn't read, allegedly 50 baby mama Daphne was allegedly one of Diddy's sex workers or sex slaves. And you know how Young Miami talk about, yeah, I'm a whore. And you know, she like embracing it or whatever and everything like that. So where do y'all come with 50 Cent bashing his baby mama, calling her a sex worker on every single post and just at her neck and Diddy's neck? Where do y'all go with 50 Cent just being a bully, basically?
Yeah, he's a wild boy. He has no filter. He a wild boy. All that stuff, you know, the kids and all that, you know, they're going to be adults one day, and they're going to see all this, and that's your parents, and they're going to have to be an adult and making their own decisions, and then they start making their decisions that's affecting y'all, and it's just, it's too much for the little bit of fame and little bit of bag that is going to be gone before that kid is an adult anyway, so. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the longevity of the internet. Even the internet undefeated. They're going to have that shit stamped forever. So
forever, ever.
50 on 50, man. That's 50 Cent through and through.
Yeah.
He been 100% him.
Yeah, funny enough, Killer, my wife said the exact same thing that you said. The exact same thing. Like, this is it. What about the kid, man? What about the kid? Mm-hmm. But I told her, look how he responded with his first baby mama and his oldest son. Like, as soon as, like, things started to go, quote, unquote, haywire, and she wanted increased child support payments, and when his oldest son finally turned 18 or 19, whatever, that water got cut off, and he became the scum of the earth, and then he just started dragging her, dragging his oldest son, and now this is happening with the younger son as well, and it's just like, this is 50 being 50, man. He's heartless out here when it comes to this. Oh, okay. Last thing on Diddy for me, at least. He's not the only one.
Yeah, right. They saying your guy is up next. They saying the more Diddy news that come out, your boy.
Who that?
Your man's.
Ooh, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Ho. Hey, man. Yeah. We will be fools not to believe that it ain't just Diddy, man. That's all I got to say. Hey, look, man, we got to realize that Puff has been in the limelight for a long time. And he rubs elbows outside of the hip-hop world. Like, I think, like, people, especially in our culture, are so focused on, like, oh, man, Diddy, is it Jay-Z? Is it Beyonce? Who else involved in hip-hop is attached? No. They may be involved, too, but this is going to levels like Epstein. Like, it's going to be connected with those type of people. I mean, shoot, if I'm Puff, look, man, I know he got four younger daughters. And, you know what I'm saying? I will wish them the best, but it's Russell Simmons time. It's Brett Ratner season. We are wheels up, and we are going to a country that doesn't have extradition, like where you can live out your years and just live off your millions of dollars that you've earned. The oldest boys, hey, man, y'all niggas grown. Good luck. It's time to pack your luggage and bounce, man, because they're going to come get you. They're going to either make an example of you or they're going to Epstein you, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Them yacht parties and all those names involved, them high-profile people that's coming out. Some of these high-profile people are victims, along as, you know, people that was doing the shit. So, can't even be a freak no more.
Hey, man, you better be a freak no more. Better do the Chris Brown and Justin Bieber had them papers at the door.
Yeah.
I need you to sign this and then drop your cell phone in that basket. Let's go have fun.
And grab some of this pink cocaine and enjoy yourself.
What the hell is pink cocaine?
Not a clue. I'm thinking it's like Molly or ecstasy. That's my guess. It's like an ecstasy type of thing, but I don't. It's just an educated guess.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Wildin'.
What else going popping? On?
Big Sean. Big Sean had a Tiny Desk concert. Did y'all check that out?
Hell yeah.
Fire. Fire.
Big Sean put on a pretty good show. I was impressed, man. The only bad thing about Big Sean dropping the Tiny Desk and the freestyle last week, that was pretty dope, is it just didn't get any traction because of the Diddy news and the Kendrick diss song. Like, it just got no burn.
That, what's the song called? Precision. Precision. Mm-hmm. That song, that's gonna be the NBA song. That's gonna be the NBA playoffs going into commercial break. I can hear it.
I like that. I like that. Good call.
All right, like Dizzle, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite rap group of all time? Mm. Or just one of your favorite rap groups?
I know where we're going here. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna say Migos.
Kev, one of your favorite rap groups of all time?
Outkast.
So Offset says that the Migos are the second greatest hip hop group of all time after Outkast. So I just wanted to know, do you agree? And from the sounds of it, it sounds like Dizzle might agree. Kev, I know. Do you agree?
I do not agree that they're second. I do believe they're top five, though.
Okay.
I may be a little bit out of the demo for the Migos, but they make hit records, and I mean, I can give you my top five off the dribble. I'm gonna go Outkast. I'm gonna go Wu-Tang. I'm gonna go who will be third?
NWA.
And yeah, there you go. Good call. Yeah, NWA. And this is just a personal thing for me. Clips, and then Migos.
In that order.
In that order. In that order.
I don't think I don't know enough NWA joints. I know a couple of the joints, but that's.
Do we all agree Outkast is the best group?
Outkast, I would say. Outkast.
Okay. So, dude, with Dizzle, do you think Wu-Tang is better than the Migos?
I want to give Wu-Tang their respects, but I don't know enough Wu-Tang. Migos was there. I moved to Atlanta the year Migos came out with Versace. So.
Woo!
Like, that was
a fucking class.
I was in Atlanta during that time.
Yeah.
So that was a different era. So that will always be near and dear. So that's where I put Migos above Wu-Tang or NWA because they helped shape me damn near.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. No. I'm not dissing. I'm not. I think they are in that conversation. But there is some heavy hitters that I think deserve to be debated before we just say they're just number two.
So. I respect thugs. The fact that
we ain't missing Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs, love them. They from the crib. They not top 10.
That's a surprise. You from Cleveland, man. What's going on?
Definitely. Yeah, I love in the house.
I love Bone Thugs. Love them. Not top 10, though. Not top 10. UGK over them. Shoot, 8-Ball and MJG over them. A lot of groups over the Bone Thugs. A lot of groups.
So we talked about a little bit about the Kendrick shit. Drake got a little spicy on IG, but didn't drop no music. So what's going on? What's going on with this here?
It's been 4 days, nigga. Where y'all at?
Yeah.
Man, how long we gonna wait? How long we waiting? There was a thread that was like tweets that aged like milk, or lyrics, rap lyrics that aged like milk, and that's one of them. It's been 4 days, nigga. Where y'all at? And then he also got some bars talking about you tweeting too much, not enough action. Like, come on, Drake. I know you on tour. When the tour is over, though, ain't no more excuses.
He don't want no smoke.
Y'all
been hearing him yelling. Y'all been hearing him yelling at his concerts, man. He wants the smoke.
He does not.
He would have already dropped it. Dude. Every artist travel with Pro Tools on their back pocket. They got to make show edits and flip up this and that. If he wanted to go and record something, clear the room is not out of the option. So he could definitely get to it.
I'ma lean on what I said last week. Aubrey, I know you listen to You Can't Make This Up podcast. We appreciate you. We want the music. I want the music. Some people want the music sooner than others. I want the music to be right. If it's not right, don't drop it. Because dropping a song before it's right can be worse than it already is. Another thing, quit the sassy talk on stage. Quit the sassy talk on IG. You see, Cole has said nothing. Cole has said nothing. Granted, most of these bars are not at Cole. I would probably think none of them would. Honestly, I listened to the song a billion times. It's a dope track. Obviously, Cole, the line about niggas clicking up but can't be legit no 40 water. Like, that's a, hey, man, you linking up with him. That means you my op now, too. So, Cole, you probably need to respond eventually. But mainly, people want to hear from Drake. But Drake, got to be right, man. So, if you need to get back to Toronto, get back in your element, yeah, get off tour and really pin some shit to make sure it's right, do that. But there is a fashion of the hip hop community like Dizzle that have you on the
clock, man. Mm-hmm. And if you take a while and don't and it ain't fire, that's double points against you. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't cross my mind.
That's double. Cause now we why
oh
we waiting.
God, you're right.
You wait for dinner all night and the shit trash, nigga, you mad.
That's why I don't think he responds, because the internet moved too fast and he's getting to the point now to where unless it's something that we haven't heard and it competes with the greatest of all times in diss tracks, the internet is gonna just bash him for the time delay. It's gonna be whack just because. So I don't think he replies.
Wow. So you don't even think he comes with a record?
Nope.
Maybe just wow. A bar shot here or there.
Yeah, the next single he might throw a shot. That's about it.
Because wow. he was supposed to be on BFP the Pac-Man. He was supposed to be on his album with a feature and ended up scrapping it last minute. And it's likely because it wasn't no diss, like. Mm-hmm. Or his next shit got to be some diss shit.
Okay, so I got a question. Who should he be taking more shots at? Kendrick or Future?
Both of them.
Yeah.
And Metro. All of them. Yeah. Rick Ross. Clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Empty the clip.
Little B. Throw little B in there. Fuck it.
Nav, I'm following this nigga on Instagram too. Hey, man.
Nah, we ain't worried about Nav. I ain't worried about Nav. Yeah.
Does Drake and his team have the oomph to win this? Do they have the oomph to win something like this?
Drake is the biggest artist. He can, yeah. Drake has been battle tested. Yeah. But it got to be fire.
So, I guess, and just from the beefs or battles I saw Drake in, he's 2-1, right? 2-1, right?
Joe Budden, does that count?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I was making. All right. Yeah, 2-2. You got the Meek Mill one, and then you got the Pusha T one. Has he beefed with anybody else that we know?
That's
of?
The only two, the three that I can think of.
I think so. Yeah, I agree.
So
he done ran a couple fades, you know.
My next question is, or statement. Me, I say wait till you do it right. Dizzle says we need music now. There's a segment of the community that just don't care. They just don't care. As bad as things went with him with Pusha T and the story of Adidon, it didn't affect anything. And there's people that say, whatever. Who the hell is Pusha T anyway? Drake makes better songs. Drake's a hit maker. Drake's concerts are better. Drake is doing stadium tours. Pusha T is at House of Blues. Like there's their mentality. So to Killer's point, should he even respond? If that's the outing from, you know what I'm saying, a lot of his fan base, like, it don't matter. You can do no wrong in our eyes.
I know this song, Like That, is number one, and it's about to be for the second week.
It's about to be in the club, nigga.
About to be the song of the summer. Drake gotta respond. And it's only because it's Future and Kendrick Lamar and Metro Boomin, the top of the game. Like, these niggas ain't just random niggas. Right. Metro Boomin done had how many number one albums? Him and Future done did how many songs, hits together? Yeah. This is personal, so he got to respond. This shit fire. It was fire before Kendrick even hopped on it, and then Kendrick hopped on it and did this.
Yeah.
Big up. That's up there. That's up there with cheating ass Charles's track.
See, I ain't even gonna watch it.
Dizzle. Whatever you're doing after the pod.
Is that what you playing? That's Charles.
He needs
Charles out here.
Vocals, boy.
Charles out here.
Nigga.
Oh man, that was up there on all time funny from this show, for sure.
Killer, update the people. Explain to them what we're talking about, please.
So we on season 3, I want to say episode 5 of BMF. And cheating ass Charles got the joke last season for his wilding outs with the churches, ladies, and everybody else. So somebody see Charles out holding hands with his former band or still, I don't know what they are. Somewhat of a band member, mm-hmm. and she runs home and spills the beans, and Charles walks in and gets the "I knew you wasn't shit," Charles, and he's like, "Nah, baby, that was making this song," and he drops the track and sings to her right then and there, like, "That's what I'm doing with my time. I ain't giving up on us, boo." And the singing was top tier funny.
Dude.
So I need to like, watch this.
when the beat dropped and his voice go from regular to overdub, nigga, I lost it. Yes. I lost it, bro. This fucking show, man. Look, man, we talk about Raising Kanan, and we talk about Power, Tariq's show. They got big budget. The budget on BMF is just so subpar, bro.
So subpar,
man.
People don't realize how many indoor scenes are done in one house that is actually the BMF house. Like, it's actually Meech's house. So you know they're doing this shit straight out. This is guerrilla recording on TV. That's what it feel like.
What'd you think about the big shootout scene?
A little elongated. Had a bunch of just randomness. For it to be 85 niggas shooting, it was only about 12 bodies. So it was a lot of, you know, the 2 Chainz shoot up was definitely, I mean, he started pop locking and dropping on the way down.
2 Chainz was Harlem shaking when he got taken out, bro.
He almost tore his ACL when he fell. He almost tore his ACL. His foot got stuck underneath him and about fucked himself up, but. I'm kind of with Dizzle. The more I watch this, the more I'm watching it for the funnies, and the more I'm just not even about to watch it. It's just not even. It's about over for this one.
Man, imagine that being the first.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Lil Kev though, man. That was, you know.
A lot of people got dropped off.
Damn.
You gotta check it. Lil Kev got dropped off. The cop lady. Wait, Lil Kev is the cop's son,
right? The black dude's son? Yeah. Okay, damn, that's crazy.
You gotta catch what happened to him. Yeah. Sad piece of work.
Yeah. Shouts out to everybody tuning in on Instagram. J Hell, what up? Big Pimpin', I see you. Dex, what's popping? We see you, man. We appreciate y'all checking in with the pod, man.
Yes, sir. What else we got in entertainment? We got some more. Let's see what's going on. Oh, we got to talk about this. Dizzle, I'm sure you probably never watched the episode of Good Times. But
I seen the episode where Shawty got burned by the iron.
Hey,
okay. 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 But Good Times. It was a classic show back in the 70s and 80s. I think it ran into the early 90s. But it's they're trying to do an animated version, or they're doing an animated version, and the trailer is dropping on Netflix April 12th. Are y'all here for an animated version of Good Times?
Y'all didn't see it?
I did not.
It shouldn't be called Good Times. I've never watched Good Times, but I can look at this cartoon and can see that that wasn't even what Good Times was. And I've never even seen Good Times, but I can see that that wasn't it. Like, it should have been called anything else. It looks more of Bay Bay's Kids than a Good Times. This is y'all show. What are y'all here for? An animated reboot by Steph Curry?
No, I'm not here for this. Now, I'm going to give it like an episode or two to try to find, like, see, like, the satire in the show, you know, with the baby, you know what I'm saying, selling drugs or whatever the case may be. I'm going to give it like an episode or two to see, like, where it is. Like, all right. But just from the trailer alone, I'm not impressed. And I think it's, to be perfectly honest, I think it's kind of offensive. Like, we could talk about Good Times and them living in the projects, a black family and everything like that. If I'm not mistaken, in the trailer, these are supposed to be like more of the Evans family, like still living in the projects. And the whole purpose of Good Times was like perseverance and trying to get out of the projects and everything that the father, James Evans, was doing to try to get his family in a better situation. From the looks of this show, it just looked like a lot of cooning going on. And I'm not here for that.
At all. I'm not here for it. I didn't watch it. I don't even want to see it. Good Times has a special little place in my heart, and like Dizzle said, it could have been called Times Good. You know,
it had no reason to even be tied else. To Good Times. It really, they could have, the characters don't even look like the Good Times characters. Like, they really could have named it anything else and been all right.
Yeah. Now, speaking of shows that we do mess with, Power Book 3: Raising Kane has been renewed for season 5 at Stars. The series is currently filming its 4th season in New York. That's probably my favorite show of the series, is Raising Kane. It's probably my favorite one.
Hands down, my favorite. Hands down. Definitely here for it. Yeah. Definitely here for it. They deliver on that show. I think they put all the budget in that show.
Do we got to lose somebody important this year?
You know Dizzle want to kill everybody.
Do we got to lose somebody important? Sure. I think we got to wire this thing a little bit and start losing some names. We got to start losing some.
The mama got to go.
Yeah.
The mama got to go. We can't really get into Ray, to Kanan until we get mama out the way.
Right. And we got to think, though, because this is supposed to be the early story, so we kind of know who make it and who don't, but some of these stories that of names that are up in the air of characters got to go. Got to get moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing about the moms is we don't know if she's alive or dead in the original one, because there's a clip going on social media where 50 is talking to somebody. He's like, yeah, I'm about to go see mom's real quick. Now, obviously, that could be taken as go see her gravesite or literally go see her in the flesh. So a lot of questions if mom's is going to make it.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely here for the Raising Kane. We had a country album come out Friday or this weekend. Anybody check out Beyonce's country album? First, I'll say I have a wife and 3 daughters that took over the car radio. So I definitely heard it. But do I know if y'all did?
I gave it a spin. It was okay. I can't sit here and act like I'm the biggest Beyonce fan in the world or country fan in the world. What I will say is, the post song is good. The Post Malone song, I like that. But I was kind of disappointed that there was not a Jelly Roll song on there. Like, Jelly Roll is like the biggest country guy out right now. Right now, if I'm not mistaken, he's also from Texas. So I thought that was like an easy play right there. You know what I'm saying? For Beyonce to link up with Jelly Roll, but no Jelly Roll feature. But the Post Malone song is cool. The Miley Cyrus song is all right. But, you know, country's not my bag. So. Yeah, I gave it a run.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm very eager to do a country wedding because I'm dropping some of these. I want to see the, environment. I want to see the reaction. I got to know if the acceptance level around some of these audiences. So I'm eager to see.
Not my country.
Right, because I'm telling you, I know I'm gonna get a look, and I'm gonna be laughing right in their face. I can't wait, because it's gonna be that. I ain't gonna lie. It started out about 0-3. Some of them, the first couple tracks was trash to me, but she has a couple songs on there that take us a little onto the urban country, I would call it. And then I rocked with the Miley Cyrus track. Definitely was looking for a Jelly Roll track. I rock with Jelly Roll pretty heavy. As far as, like, that's one of my go-to when I'm in those environments DJing. So, yeah, all in all, I accept it. I guess I'll say it like that. I accept the product.
Yeah, it's cool. They playing it down there right now. Wife been playing it since it came out. So, yeah, a few joints on there, like y'all said. Mm-hmm. I know it ain't for me specifically, so as long as there's a couple bops on there, I'm always cool with it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you want to hit these quick hitters for us before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Just a little update. You know, we obviously live on Instagram and on Facebook right now. NC State is up 60-46 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the game. NC State is an 11 seed. Duke is a 4 seed. And let's be clear, I hate Duke, so go NC State.
I think NC State gonna shock the world, bro.
Man, big man DJ Burns out there. Yeah, man, he doing it, man. Quick hitters before we slide up out of here. Gotta say RIP to the great Louis Gossett Jr. He's the first black man to win Best Supporting Actor. He passed away at the age of 87.
Sad. Definitely a living legend. I didn't know he was that old, to be honest. Just kind of time gets away from you with some of our elders. But rest in peace to definitely someone I remember from my childhood being on that big screen. So
yeah, man. He was just in damn, The Color Purple.
Okay.
Remake. Yeah, okay. He was in that. But I remember him from Iron Eagle. So people that watch like those Top Gun movies with Tom Cruise, there was another wave of American fighter jet movies that he was in called Iron Eagle, man. So RIP to the great Lou Gossett Jr., man, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Last one, man, before we slide up out of here, before I choke to death on these damn pistachios. 7-Eleven announces they will be releasing hot dog sparkling water.
Ugh.
Hot dog, man.
Ugh.
Hot dog
water. Not just hot dog water, but sparkling hot dog water.
Mm-mm. Somebody will buy it, though. I will. Oh, yeah. Somebody's going. That's for acquired taste. Not
man, I love these things, man, because obviously I'm not going to try it, but I love watching people try these on YouTube and seeing the looks on their faces. Like, what did you think it was going to taste like? It's fucking hot dog water.
Right. Right. Some brave souls out there.
Indeed. Well, there it is. Another episode of You Can't Make This Up podcast. Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.